Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You think you got the best of me? Think you've had the last laugh? Bet you think that everything good is gone? Think you left me broken down? Think that I'll come running back? Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you strong.
The question before the Finance Committee this morning is whether Robert F. Kennedy should be trusted with the health and well-being of the American people. The receipts show that Mr. Kennedy has embraced conspiracy theories, quacks, charlatans, especially when it comes to the safety and efficacy of vaccines.
You know, I'm not as skilled as perhaps I should be in all of the synonyms for undesirable participants in the public arena, but quacks and charlatans, what's the difference? I mean, if somebody's a quack, are they also a charlatan? Or is, like, charlatan a subcategory of quackery, you know, or vice versa? Or are they separate? I want to see a Venn diagram between the conspiracy theorists, the quacks, and the charlatans. And no, because, you know, I don't want to misdescribe somebody. Senator Ron Wyden, I make fun a little bit because I actually like Senator Wyden quite a bit. And that goes back a long time, even though he does have a bit of a weird speech pattern. But he's actually quite a smart guy. And he's one of the original people, you may not remember this, but you remember the NSA metadata program where the National Security Administration was gathering call data information on who you called and when and texting? Gosh, this is like 15 years ago, maybe something like that, 13 years ago. And the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, went to the Senate and testified about how this program did not exist. Oh, that program absolutely exists. He created perjury. He committed perjury. He absolutely should have been charged and never was. Ron Wyden was the guy sitting on the panel pressing him on it saying, sir, are you sure this doesn't exist? Because I have evidence that, you know, like, so I actually have a lot of respect for Ron Wyden. Now, bring us back to the modern day, and he's confronting, of course, the nominee to be the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and saying, look, you believe in all kinds of crazy things, and you've said all kinds of crazy things, and you know, even blaming him for being responsible for the death of 83 people in Samoa because of his anti-vaccine views. And then, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. answered that and explained the timeline didn't really fit that allegation. But that was the discussion yesterday in the Senate, was, are you a kook? Are you a conspiracy theorist? Are you anti-vaccine? Was the main thing that they kept focusing on quite a bit. For his part, when RFK got a chance to speak.
Today, Americans' overall health is in grievous condition. Over 70% of adults and a third of children are overweight or obese. Diabetes is 10 times more prevalent than it was during the 1960s. Cancer among young people is rising by 1 or 2% a year. Autoimmune diseases, neurodevelopmental disorders, Alzheimer's, asthma, ADHD, depression, addiction, and a host of other physical and mental health conditions are all on the rise, some of them exponentially. The United States has worse health than any other developed nation, yet we spend more on healthcare, at least double, and in some cases triple, as other countries.
And that, you know, he's got this very weird breathing condition that makes it sound, it's, you know, if you were snarky, you would say, well, the guy who's going to run the United States Health Department, basically, you know, doesn't sound particularly healthy. But it's just a condition, right? It's not that big of a deal. But this is his pitch, and this is, I think, Trump's pitch, which is, we have a broken healthcare system in the United States, and a little bit of tinkering around the edges isn't going to fix it. Very similar to the argument that he was making or would have made about Pete Hegseth, that the Pentagon is just a complete mess. Can't pass an audit. Everything's overpriced. We have recruiting challenges. We have, you know, we build stuff that doesn't work very well. And, you know, we are running up against a highly motivated Chinese and now, of course, Russian adversaries, potentially North Korea, Iran. And so, but that same argument is like, look, health in the United States is terrible. And, you know, and the people who have been responsible for watching it have clearly not done their job.
Last year, we spent $4.8 trillion, not counting the indirect costs of missed work. That's almost a fifth of GDP. It's tantamount to a 20% tax on the entire economy. No wonder America has trouble competing with countries that pay a third of what we do for health and have better outcomes and a healthier workforce.
All fair questions. I mean, you know, he's not wrong. And what he says about Trump is that, look, Trump wants us to be healthy because, you know, we need to have a healthy country if we're going to be highly competitive in the world, in the world space. And
a healthy person has 1,000 dreams. A sick person has only one. Today, over half of our countrymen and women are chronically ill.
I love that he didn't pay it off. I love that he didn't explain the one dream. I love that you're supposed to figure it out. And, I mean, you know, kudos to him for not answering that. There was a moment. I hate to play protester audio. It's not news. But it is in the middle of this sound clip, and this was really the sound clip of the day yesterday. Well, one of two for him explaining and clarifying his own views on vaccines, which was a major subject of the conversation.
Before I conclude, I want to make sure the committee is clear about a few things. News reports have claimed that I'm anti-vaccine or anti-industry. I am neither. I am pro-safety.
First, do no harm, she's yelling. And the Capitol Police were in, grabbed, gone. I mean, it took them about 14 seconds to get her out.
I am pro-safety. I worked for years to raise awareness about the mercury and toxic chemicals in fish, and nobody called me any fish.
That's a great point.
And I believe that that vaccines play a critical role in healthcare. All of my kids are vaccinated. I've written many books on vaccines. My first book in 2014, the first line of it is I am not anti-vaccine, and the last line is I am not anti-vaccine.
So were the Democrat senators buying it, and what's my analysis of his chances? I'll tell you in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, you can visit watsonfirm.com. Still no accidents to let you know about right now. Take that back. We just had one that popped up on 98 and Casa Loma Drive over in Mary Esther. So just be aware of that. I'm not seeing any road blockage associated with that or delays, but I just wanted you to be aware of it. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need that next vehicle, if it's time to start shopping before you really need one, because at the crisis when you're in need is the worst time to be shopping for anything, whether it's food or houses or, you know, a car. But if you know that you're going to need one eventually because the one you've got is not quite gone but getting there, that's when you go to Frontier and you look around and you sample, because they've got the giant buffet of cars, like 300 cars, trucks, vans, sports cars, SUVs on the lot. And you can sample 3, 4, 5 of a category, maybe sample something that's not in your category and just see whether maybe now is the time I want to get a sports car. Or no, this is definitely never going to happen for me to buy a Jeep because I don't even like driving them. Or you love it. You know, it could go either way, and that's the point. Frontier Motors has them all in one place. You don't have to drive around town and go through the whole, you know, meet a new salesperson and figure out if you're going to drive a car and go through all. You just, in one place, you know, just show them your driver's license and, you know, take some cars out for a spin and see what you like. And then if they got one you like, buy it. If they have one that's close, send them looking. They go looking for people for cars all the time. Right. So if they want, you want one that's more mileage, less mileage, whatever, or a slightly different trim package, different color, you know, 1 year older or newer, whatever, they can do that for you. They do it all the time for folks. They're buying cars all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Back to the RFK Jr. hearings at the Senate yesterday, the Finance Committee. And so you heard his statements about vaccines. That was one of the major points of contention. And I will tell you, frankly, this is about a four-hour hearing. I only could get an hour into it, and I was so bored. It was just not that interesting. It was interesting to a degree. I thought it would be a lot more interesting than it was. It was just, you know, I'm always looking for what I think you're going to find interesting and what I find interesting, and it just wasn't there. It was actually, you know, even past about a half hour, and I'm like, this is nothing happening. But I stuck it out for another half hour, and I just decided this isn't worth it. The one interaction that probably gives you the best, you know, kind of back and forth about the vaccine was between RFK Jr. and Senator Wyden.
We need to move
Senator,
on.
I support the measles vaccine. I support the polio vaccine. I will do nothing as HHS secretary. that makes it difficult or discourages people from taking either of those
anybody
vaccines.
Who believes that ought to look at the measles book you wrote saying parents have been misled into believing that measles is a deadly disease. That's not true.
Yeah, so there was a lot of conversation about his views on various kinds of vaccines. His answer is, you know, some vaccines are great, some vaccines are not great. It depends on the age, the target population, which is, I mean, that's accurate. You know, I mean, even if you think about something like the COVID vaccine, who should have been taking it and who shouldn't have been taking it, you know, that's fair. So what's my assessment of his chances? Well, I think Trump gets what he wants these days. I do not think that the senators are going to go against him on this. The one thing that, and I think there's something to the argument of, hey, we need a major shift in tone. Is he the right guy for that? I don't know. Does he passionately care about making Americans healthy? Yes. Does he have unconventional views about a lot of things? Yeah, clearly. About food sources and about the nature of disease and about, you know, additives. I mean, there's all kinds of things that are kind of unknown with him. So he is definitely the alternative to the status quo. Is that going to be better or worse for us if he gets, you know, actually put into place? I think, like so many things, you have to say time will tell. But he's a disruptor. Trump is a disruptor. Pete Hegseth is a disruptor. You know, bringing in people who are going to radically change the course of things may make things better. It may just make things radically different. And assuming that he gets confirmed, and I am assuming that he's going to get confirmed, time will tell. The one part about his confirmation here that I thought was interesting, I don't have clips to play for this because I didn't bother cutting them, but I just thought when people, even Republicans, were asking him, you know, what are your specific recommendations to fix this? Or what's your specific recommendation to fix that? And they're very detail-oriented questions about things like, you know, like Medicaid programs. And what he had was general answers. He did not have specific knowledge. So the administrator capability side of this equation, you know, and the detailed familiarity with a lot of these systems and programs was not there. And, you know, maybe it's okay for that to wait till he gets into office if he does. But if there is a hiccup in this nomination, I think it's less likely to come from, you know, vaccines and food additives and more likely to come from that side if Republicans are going to object. So we'll see if that winds up being anything. 621 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Of course, if you have been listening to us or watching the news or seeing your social media this morning, there's been a horrific, worst in decades, aviation mishap this morning in D.C. where a passenger jet carrying 64 people crashed into an Army Black Hawk helicopter carrying three. It very, very awfully looks like nobody has survived this. There's been about 30 recoveries so far, and we don't know what happened exactly. It's they're showing the video. I don't think you should show this video a lot. It's in the distance, and it's, you know, I disagree with some of these choices, but it's a horrible thing. Be praying for those folks. We will be talking this morning in 40 minutes, about 50 minutes, sorry, with Matt Coughlin, who is the airport director for the Pensacola International Airport, who is also the former commanding officer at NAS Whiting Field. And the ability to talk about deconflicting airspace between military and commercial traffic, he is certainly very, very knowledgeable about. And we will talk with him. His thoughts on this incident, but also, you know, what gets done on a regular basis to keep our airspace safe that has so much interaction between, you know, in and out military transiting, NAS Pensacola, NAS Whiting Field, civilian training, you know, SD Aerospace and commercial traffic. So that'll come up in about 50 minutes at 7:10. We'll be talking with Matt about that. 6:23 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Start your year in a new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. 2024 Crosstrek model starting at $25,262. 2024 Forester Wilderness model starting at $36,222. And 2025 Outback model start at $28,868. Love is out there. Find it at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Identity Theft Awareness Week is here. There's a victim of identity theft every 3 seconds. 3 seconds. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second and will fix identity theft guaranteed or your money back. Plus, plans include the $1 million protection package with up to $3 million in coverage for the most comprehensive plan. Take control of your identity with LifeLock. Save up to 40% off your first year with my name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
Good morning, 6:24 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. President Trump continues to put a flurry of executive orders in place, one that he says would end radical indoctrination in K-12 schools in the United States and kind of reorient us towards a more patriotic education. One thought, I don't particularly disagree. I mean, here's one thought. The reason conservatives are usually against the Department of Education is because, A, we don't think there's a constitutional mandate for it, and B, we don't think that D.C. ought to be setting educational standards for the entire country. This should be a state-by-state thing because, A, there's no constitutional mandate for it. So this is something where Florida and Texas and California and Missouri should all be able to run their own education systems, and even there it should be, you know, local districts should set the tone. So if that's the objection of the Department of Education, and, you know, Trump probably wants to get rid of the Department of Education entirely. Linda McMahon hasn't even had a hearing yet. You can't then turn around and be excited about the Department of Education reaching into the entire school districts for, you know, the entire country's school districts and telling them how they ought to do education. That's the thing we're against. So even, you know, be cautious about embracing the shape of the intrusion when what you really oppose is the capacity to intrude by the federal government. So just kind of keep that in mind as we have this conversation about whether that's going to hold up and be constitutional or not. Also, in expanding educational freedom and directing agencies to seek out ways to facilitate educational choice, whether charter schools, homeschool, private school, whatever, I'm 100% on board with that. That's not even, I mean, I can't even object to that. So that's actually really, really good news. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly even through the construction zones. I'm not even seeing any delays this morning. Traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, one note. I was wondering whether there would have been any impacts to our local airport traffic because of this horrible crash that took place in D.C. And the one thing, it's kind of already passed now, but there had been a 620 flight on American going to Washington Reagan. That has been canceled. So just, you know, there has been an impact to us here locally. Of course, that is the least of all the concerns connected to this incident that took place in D.C. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Andrew, as you mentioned, all eyes on Washington, D.C. this morning. 30 bodies have been pulled from the Potomac River after that collision. That's according to local affiliate there, WRC-TV. The plane was operated by an American Airlines subsidiary and was traveling from Wichita, Kansas. And U.S. Figure Skating says a group of athletes and coaches were on that flight. The organization released a statement last night saying a group of young athletes, coaches, and family members were returning from the National Development Camp in Wichita. Meta has now agreed to pay $25 million to settle a lawsuit with President Trump over his suspended accounts. The lawsuit is tied to Meta suspending Trump's accounts after the January 6th riots in 2021. And Hamas has started releasing more hostages in Israel. Hamas handed over a female Israeli soldier to the Red Cross in a ceremony in northern Gaza. Adam Berger was among the hundreds taken captive. Agam Berger was among the hundreds taken captive by Hamas after their attack on Israel back in October of 2023.
Am I the only one who thinks there's something slightly smells weird about Meta paying the sitting president of the United States $25 million in an old lawsuit after he's the president?
No, it does seem weird.
Feels a little bit, hey, treat us nice, please. Here's $25 million.
And then, and right after the big donation to the inauguration fund and all that, a little suspicious.
Odd. Yeah. I don't know the legality. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. I appreciate that. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, it's a big decision. And if you've never bought a house before, oh man, it can feel super overwhelming because there are so many decisions to be made, so many alternatives, so many factors to consider, you know, making a massive life change choice, figuring out the finances, and then even under the cleanest of circumstances, a real estate deal is always stressful, right? So what you want in those circumstances, you want somebody who's really, really good at it, somebody who's an expert at it, somebody who knows the process and understands what it's like to be that first-time buyer. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they get this. They do. They really do. In fact, I think about this sometimes, how I remember our very first house we bought, and I just say charitably, we didn't have a Christina, put it that way. Not terrible, but not so great either. Anyway, you learn by doing things sometimes. But, man, I can't imagine how much nicer, easier, simpler, and I just wish you could kind of go back in time and have somebody like Christina Leavenworth. I mean, it wasn't here. It was, in Illinois. But, man, I would love to be able to have had somebody like her for our first experience because it's just, she'll teach you how to do it well, and she'll get you all the way through to the closing and take care of you in a very, very challenging circumstance. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Search and rescue operations happening now in Washington, D.C., where crews are searching for any survivors of the aircraft collision that happened near Reagan National Airport.
Just before 9 p.m. last night, American Airlines, this is what we know. A jet with 64 people aboard, including the crew, collided with that U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter with three soldiers on board, including both pilots. That airliner was attempting to land on runway 33 at Reagan National Airport.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Alexandria, Virginia. Several U.S. figure skaters and coaches were on the American Airlines flight returning from a figure skating camp in Wichita, Kansas. Flights grounded at the airport until at least 11 a.m. Israeli military saying 7 hostages have been transferred by the Red Cross to Israeli forces inside Gaza after another hostage was released earlier today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 54 degrees. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. Senator Don Gates is reportedly doing much better after collapsing yesterday during a road naming ceremony. Matt Gates says his father's blood pressure dropped, but he has since recovered to normal. Gates was speaking at a ceremony at the Bart D. and John R. Broxson Parkway road dedication when he started feeling ill and froze up briefly, but he was taken to a hospital and treated. And Matt Gates now says his father appreciates the kind words, the prayers, and the offers of assistance. Well, some news coming out of that snowstorm last week when students in Escambia and Santa Rosa and all over the Gulf Coast missed 4 days of classes. Escambia County Public Schools have now scheduled a makeup day to offset at least one of those. Monday, February 17th, will now be a full instructional day for students. Initially, that day was scheduled as a professional development day for teachers and staff. When news of a federal grant aid funding freeze broke on Tuesday, Pensacola city leaders say they started immediately working to determine what programs might be affected. One program leaders were a little bit worried about initially was Section 8 housing.
We needed to understand what the repercussions were to those citizens that are expected rent. And that's 1,800 citizens that are elderly, that are disabled, that are in dire need, that qualify for that Section 8 housing. So, and this also coincided with the end of the month when rent was due. So we had to understand what we were going to do to try and allay the fears of the landlords that were expecting the checks, but more importantly, those residents that expect to have a roof over their heads for the next 30 days.
Pensacola City Administrator Tim Kinsella there, and he says ultimately HUD did clarify that renters would not be at risk. As for larger city projects which have received federal grant funding, Kinsella says that they would have enough time to figure out the funding issues and it wouldn't be an immediate problem. That funding freeze is on a temporary hold after a judge put it on hold. It's now paused through at least early next week. Governor Ron DeSantis calling on state lawmakers to do better when it comes to addressing illegal immigration. He held some roundtable discussions yesterday after the legislature passed an immigration bill, the Trump Act, which the governor says is weaker than he would like it to be. The governor said the bill doesn't honor the promises made to voters, doesn't meet the moment, and could weaken the state immigration enforcement. A human smuggling bust in South Florida apparently has ties to Central Florida. Federal agents arrested four men in Miami-Dade County on Tuesday. Court documents released yesterday show those men were transporting 26 illegal Chinese immigrants to Orlando. The migrants were all from China. They were taken to a Border Patrol station in Broward County. NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson is being inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Astronaut Hall of Fame. Whitson has spent 675 days in space. That's more than any American astronaut or any female astronaut in the world. She'll be commanding her second commercial space mission later this spring, leading a crew to the International Space Station. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. That's GeneratorSource.com. Let's see here. Got one accident with no roadblocks. It's just a hit and run. It's off to the side of the road at I-10 eastbound, right around the state line, right around mile marker number one. No roadblock associated with that, but I'm starting to see a little bit of slowdown on I-10. I-110 is looking good right now, not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. 6:35 at News Radio.
Breaking news on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
And we now go live to Arlington, Virginia, where we're getting an update on the crash.
Very frigid river and have worked throughout the night. Chief Donnelly reported in last night's briefing that we have a strong mutual aid agreement in our region, and those teams have worked together throughout the night in really tough and heartbreaking conditions. And we should all thank them for their heroic efforts. So we'll have several updates today. I'm first going to turn to the Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, and then you will hear directly from Chief John Donnelly with a situational update.
Thank you, Mayor. Again, Sean Duffy here, Secretary of Transportation. We wish we were gathering for different purposes today. Just want to let you know that the Department of Transportation, the FAA, along with the White House, President Trump, local, state, and federal partners, all working together on this incident in unison. I couldn't be prouder of this team that's been assembled, working tirelessly. Mayor, I want to thank you specifically for your work. A few details I'd like to give all of you, and some of you reported this, but last night, if you live in the D.C. area, you would know that this was a clear night last night. The helicopter was in a standard pattern. If you live in the D.C. area, you'll see helicopters up and down the river. This flight pattern is seen oftentimes when you live in D.C. This was a standard flight pattern last night as well. The American Airlines flight coming into land was in a standard flight pattern as it was coming into DCA. So this was not unusual with a military aircraft flying the river and aircraft landing at DCA. And again, if you live in the area, you'll see that frequently with those two aircraft working together. As you many of you have reported, we have located the two aircrafts. The fuselage of the American Airlines plane was inverted. It's been located in three different sections. It's in about waist deep water. So that recovery is going to go on today as that recovery takes place of the fuselage of the aircraft. NTSB is going to start to analyze that aircraft, partner with the FAA with all of the information we have to get the best results possible for the American people. I would just say that safety is our expectation. Everyone who flies in American skies expects that we fly safely, that when you depart an airport, you get to your destination. That didn't happen last night. And I know that President Trump, his administration, the FAA, the DOT, we will not rest until we have answers for the families and for the flying public. You should be assured that when you fly, you're safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Thank you, Mayor. I'm joined today by Fire Chief Bonnet from the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority. And I'm John Donnelly, Chief of the District of Columbia Fire and EMS Department. Last night at 8:48, the control tower sounded an alert, which alerts responders to respond to a report of an aircraft crash on or near the airport. That sets off an immediate response from the Airport Authority Fire Department, from the District of Columbia and Metropolitan Harbor Patrol fireboats and other fireboats on the river in order to support that type of operation. Very quickly, this call escalated. It became apparent, you know, the responders realized that they had a plane crash, and immediately escalated to a response that ultimately included about 300 people last night. These responders found extremely frigid conditions. They found heavy wind. They found ice on the water, and they operated all night in those conditions. I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge the agencies that responded in addition to DC Fire and EMS and the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority, Montgomery County Fire Department, the Prince George's County Fire Department, the Charles County Fire Department, the Baltimore County Police Department, the Anne Arundel County Fire Department, the Alexandria Fire Department, the Arlington County Fire Department, the Fairfax Fire Department, the Prince William Fire Department, the Baltimore City Police Department, the Maryland State Police, the Maryland Natural Resources Police, the Department of Defense, the Joint Base in Bowling Fire Department, and the staff there, the U.S. Army, the U.S. Coast Guard, the United States Park Police, the Metropolitan Police Department, the FBI, and the NTSB. Despite all those efforts, we are now at a point where we are switching from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident. And we have recovered 27 people from the plane and one from the helicopter. The District Office of the Medical Examiner has lead on reuniting these bodies and these people with their loved ones, and we will continue to work to find all the bodies and collect them and reunite them with their loved ones. We should also acknowledge that the Virginia Medical Examiner and the Army Medical Examiner are involved in this operation and a very important part of getting the people identified. So.
Our hearts are certainly with all of the crew in American Airlines, and we'll hear from CEO Isom.
Thank you, Mira. Good morning. I'm Robert Isom, the CEO of American Airlines. I want to express my sincere condolences for the accident that happened at DCA last night. We're absolutely heartbroken for the family and loved ones of the passengers and crew members, and also for those that were on the military aircraft. Our focus right now is doing everything that we can to support all of those involved and also the PSA Airlines team. This is devastating. We are all hurting incredibly. We urge any family and friends looking for information about their loved ones to call our designated helpline, and that's at 1-800-679-8215. And here's what I can share at this early stage. American Eagle Flight 5342, operated by PSA Airlines, traveling from Wichita, Kansas to Reagan National Airport, was involved in an accident just before 9 p.m. local time on final approach into Reagan National. It collided with a military aircraft on an otherwise normal approach, and at this time we don't know why the military aircraft came into the path of the PSA aircraft. Flight 5342, a CRJ-700, was under the command of four crew members. It carried 60 passengers, as you know, for a total of 64 people on board. In addition to local resources already here in DC, American Airlines has activated our CARE team. And that's a group of specialists that are trained to support these types of responses. These team members are on site or arriving soon And additionally, we have members of our GO team that are on ground here in D.C., and they're being deployed with resources to do everything that we can to take care of the needs of the families and the loved ones of the passengers and crew members. And that is our sole focus. And we're so grateful for the first responders. They've been working through the night, courageous efforts. And we're actively working with local, state, and federal authorities on emergency response efforts and closely coordinating with PSA Airlines as they cooperate fully with the NTSB on the investigation. I know that there are many questions, and at this early stage, I just won't be able to answer many, but we'll provide additional information as it comes. Thank you.
I want to introduce the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority CEO, Jack Potter. The authority manages Reagan Washington National and Dulles International.
Good morning, and thank you, Mayor. First, let me begin by expressing our condolences for all the victims of this flight and for their families. There's a lot of grieving going on, and so we're very sympathetic to that. I want to echo what was said about the first responders. When there's a problem in this area, everybody drops everything and they rush to where the problem is. So I want to thank the chief, the entire team from Washington, D.C., but just as important, the list of folks that the chief described, the federal authorities have been here en masse. And so a lot of effort was brought to bear. Unfortunately, we weren't able to rescue anyone. But we are in the recovery mode right now. And I just want to, last night I expressed the fact that we hope to open at 11 o'clock today, and that is still the case. We're going to open the airport at 11 o'clock. And again, condolences to the families and thanks to the many, many who are still out there working very, very hard to complete this recovery. Thank you, Mayor.
I do want to acknowledge that the Virginia Transportation Secretary is here in addition to the Alexandria Mayor, and I will like to ask members of the Virginia Congressional Delegation to the podium next, U.S. Senator Mark Warner, followed by Tim Kaine and Representative Don Beyer.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to join with everyone else and express my condolences for the victims. For folks who don't live in the DMV, we are made up of a lot of jurisdictions. Reagan Airport's in Virginia. Across the river, we have Maryland, obviously the district. But as been indicated by the chief, when tragedy happens, all those distinctions between the various jurisdictions and our federal partners all disappear. And I want to again thank all the first responders.
And it is 647 at News Radio 92.3. Again, getting the latest information there out of Arlington, Virginia. No survivors on that tragic midair accident. We're going to go ahead and return to our regular programming this morning. Our next news update at 7 o'clock and back to Pensacola's Morning News.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Ladies, do you want to feel more connected to our community? Consider joining Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded 165 grants totaling more than $17 million in our community. Connect with other women and increase your area impact. Membership deadline is March 1st. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit Impact100Pensacola.org.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Things are going to be slick around here for the next couple of days.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
That's Channel 3 meteorologist Alan Strum, and he says the snowfall will likely be the heaviest starting this
when you need to know.
Escambia County says they have found some snow plows to clear the roads after it falls.
Now, they don't have as many as the Department of Transportation entities.
Severe weather can strike at any time
when you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 6:50 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We just got done listening to the first portion of a briefing that they're giving after this horrible plane crashed into an Army helicopter in D.C. at Reagan National Airport. They're saying that nobody has survived. Mike Waltz, the National Security Advisor for the President, has said that they have moved from rescue into recovery. The helicopter had gone from Fort Belvoir, apparently, and the commercial jet had come in from Wichita and had a lot of figure skaters on it, including Russian champions, apparently, according to a briefing that had been simultaneously given in the Kremlin. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that Russian figure skaters Evgenia Shishkova and Vadim Naumov, who won pairs titles at the 94 World Figure Skating Championships, were aboard the plane. They have been emphasizing that it was a clear night, that both aircraft were actually in a standard pattern, both the helicopter and the plane. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy said that they have located both the plane and the fuselage of the helicopter. The plane was in three sections and inverted. Emphasize that everybody has a reasonable expectation to total safety when you get on board an aircraft. And this is a horrific violation of that expectation. The conditions, according to John Donnelly, who was the D.C. fire chief, said it's a frigid, icy, and windy. 300 different people have been out there working all night to try to find survivors, hopefully. But it's in horrible conditions. And, you know, one has to assume that even had anybody survived the airplane crash itself, that the terrible conditions of cold in the water would have been very difficult to survive thereafter. So it's just a terrible incident that took place. We're going to be talking coming up in about 20 minutes with our own airport director here, Matt Coughlin, who is the former commanding officer at NAS Whiting Field, himself a very accomplished aviator. And, we have a highly complex airspace here in Pensacola with military aircraft from both bases, NAS Whiting and NAS Pensacola. And, civilian aircraft and commercial aircraft and, just all kinds of stuff going on. And we're going to talk to him about, what we do here to deconflict and what he thinks might have happened. If he has any ideas, I don't know if he will or not. But this is pretty close to us just because of the way we think about aviation, the importance of military and civilian aviation here in Pensacola. 6:52 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David? We'll get to David in just a second. If he's, I know he's busy working on everything. I was just coming to you for a headline. If you have anything other than what's going on with in D.C. right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry about that. Andrew was a little bit distracted there. Hamas is releasing hostages to Israel today. The Palestinian militant group handed over a female Israeli soldier to the Red Cross. Apparently, they held a ceremony in northern Gaza, Agam Berger. She was among the hundreds that were taken captive back in October of 2023. Interest rates are going to continue as they are. The Federal Reserve not changing them during their meeting. Wednesday's announcement comes after the Fed did cut rates three times last year. And Meta has agreed to pay $25 million to settle a lawsuit with President Trump over his suspended accounts. This is a four-year-old lawsuit and tied to them suspending his accounts back in 2021 after the Capitol riots.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update, 6:53. I totally forgot to come to you for traffic, so we're both late and early At this point, I apologize for that. So why don't you tell them what's going on the roads, John?
All right. No accidents to let you know about right now. Looking at I-10 and I-110, they're flowing smoothly. Not seeing any delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are 64, turning 65, if you're retiring or you're just, you know, either way, or switching over onto Medicare or you expect to be, find out how to do that and find out all the questions you ought to ask and give my good friend Ricky Stewart a call and ask her, because this is what she does. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one portion. So you've got questions about what supplement is, about what Medicare Advantage is, about, you know, prescription drugs, right? Or even, and, you know, for some of you, you think, how can anybody have a question about that? Well, trust me, as somebody who myself for a long time didn't really understand the difference between Medicare and Medicaid, very similar words. Are they different things? You know, yeah. And if you don't know, you don't know. So ask. She can explain all that to you and whether you might be eligible for Medicaid or how they interact with each other or, you know, even making changes perhaps to your plans, any of that stuff. Okay. You have questions. She has the answers. Ricky Stewart Insurance, 341-2185. Update on the roads, traffic on the fives, nothing.
Very good.
Thank you. Yeah. It's almost like in circumstances like this, I could do your job.
Hey, easy now. Easy now.
In circumstances like this.
Easy now, boy.
Not the norm. If you have been paying much attention to the White House, and I have, it's every day Trump just does more and more and more. And it's almost withering the pace at which he's rolling out new policies, new executive actions, new priorities, changing things. You know, I'll give you an example, okay? The big story, let's see, what is today? It's Thursday. Tuesday was the announcement that all federal spending, everything going out the door, was going to be paused unless it was going directly to recipients like, you know, Social Security or, you know, Medicaid or something like that, or SNAP. And so you had all these local agencies, and we talked to Tim Kinsella yesterday about how this is affecting the city and HUD, and, you know, Council on Aging in West Florida said this is going to be catastrophic for them. And there were questions because nobody knew what was going on. Then you had a judge put that order on hold until Monday. So the pause was unpaused. Then you had reporting that the Trump administration had reversed itself and rescinded the pause that had been paused. So they unpaused the paused pause. I'm sorry, but you know it's accurate. And then we have, remember I told you there's this anti-disinformation kind of web stuff that the White House is putting out, and they're calling that a pack of lies. They didn't issue a retraction. What they retracted was just the announcement from the Small Business Administration that explained some of the things that were being done, but that's not a retraction of the policy of pausing. That's just a retraction of the memo, because the judge's order made the memo not in effect, and so they didn't want to have a memo hanging out there that was in odds with the judge's order. So apparently here's where we stand on this. The pause will still be in effect if the judge lets it go on Monday. Details have, of course, been sort of confusing surrounding this entire plan. But I was thinking about how you have that. You have yesterday the you know, the educational freedom executive order on, you know, school choice. You have the ending radical indoctrination in K-12 education and, you know, trying to encourage patriotism executive order. You've got an executive order out there we haven't even had a chance to talk about, dealing with the architectural style of Washington, D.C. There's supposed to be a clear, coherent architectural style, like a neoclassicist style, instead of the kind of the brutalist, horrible-looking, you know, dump 100,000 tons of concrete on an area and call it a federal building, you know, the way things were built like in the 70s and 80s, and he wants Washington to be more beautiful. You haven't heard a lot about this in the news. It's kind of one of those, oh, and that's in there too. It's kind of like the, you know, Gulf of America kind of. It's like, oh, and that's in there also. He's been firing people, like the head of the Coast Guard got fired. You know, not much reported because it's in all the other news that's going on. And plus things like the Defense Intelligence Agency is not going to be celebrating any of your holidays anymore. Black History Month, MLK, you know, all kinds of stuff. So there's a lot going on. And I realized he's well over 300 actions so far. It's shock and awe. It's the invasion of Iraq. It's, we are going to fire every bullet we've got, every missile, every tank, every drone. We are going to just obliterate the capacity of the enemy to defend. Because Democrats don't know what direction is up right now. Which one do you deal with? Which one do you respond to? Which one do you invest in? Because, you know, by the time you've started making a game plan of how to respond to initiative number 197, he's added six more. And they are completely unprepared for this invasion of every space of the federal government. Which, frankly, is a brilliant strategy. And you know this has been in the works for a long time. Like, they didn't come up with this in the last week. This has been planned out methodically for a long time to do exactly what it's doing, create chaos and break things. Stream us.